A big welcome back into the Grow Room with Bob and Jay. I'm Bob Bupke. So delighted to be here with Jay Randolph Jr. Well, the first major is in the books. Looks like we may have a new star on our hands. Jay, I know you have a lot of them, but some of your key thoughts on the 86 Masters.
Well, you have to be just totally and thoroughly impressed with Scottie Scheffler. I mean, you start there. You know, other than a couple of moments, he pretty much owned the golf tournament. To have now won four of his last six starts, the quality in those starts, you know, it's really strong. People are trying to make comparisons, this and that. It's a special run. The question will become, where do we, you know, where does he go from here? I mean, the way he plays, the way he putts, the way he seems to have the mental aspects and the wherewithal to do what he's done leads you to believe that there's much more to come.
You know, Jay, what surprises me, I hear so much about, where did Scottie Scheffler come from? Good golly, Miss Molly. You know, he won 90 tournaments as a junior, as an amateur. 90. He entered 110. He won 90 of them. I mean, he's no, you know, Johnny come lately. I mean, this kid has talent.
You're correct. But he doesn't have some of the amateur or collegiate credentials that some of his counterparts do. I understand what you're saying. This is not out of left field for golf people. We've known about this guy. We've heard about what his collegiate coach has said about him. I think, again, another great example of a guy cutting his teeth on that Corn Ferry Tour, getting two wins, learning what it's like to win, getting the promotion, starting to become a quality tour player, then getting top tens, then getting now the W and the floodgates in a similar fashion to what they happened to David Duval have opened for Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, and who's to say when it'll end? Obviously, he's on a heater. There's so many fascinating things. How about his high school? You know what the nickname for his high school is in Dallas? The Scotties. The Scotties.
Can you believe? Two other world champions from other sports.
Yeah, but the Scotties. Scottie Scheffler went to a high school with a nickname, the Scotties.
Well, speaking of the 86 Masters champion,
I felt comfortable with pretty much most of the aspects of my game. You know, my swing maybe felt a little bit off, but other than that, you know, I felt like I wasn't ever really going to make a bogey, and that was my goal. I just tried to hit good shots, and that was really all I was thinking about. You know, I think we just did such a good job of being really committed to what we were doing, and, you know, that goes through all 72 holes. Just whatever we were trying to do, I knew exactly where I wanted to put the ball, and if I was to miss it, which side of the golf course I could be on to where I could still get it up and down. And I mean, I chipped it so good this week. I think I just stayed patient and trusted myself. You know, I had a lot of nice up and downs too. If I was to pick one part of my game that excelled the most, I would say it was probably my wet lob wedge. You know, even today I had some really good up and downs at the beginning of the round, and then, you know, I just kept myself in position.
You know, and Bob, you talked about, I mean, can he keep it up? You'd be hard-pressed to believe that, you know, if you said keeping it up was another four wins in his next six starts, well, then we're now beginning to talk about Tiger stuff. I mean, you know, we'll see. We'll see how he plays in the next major, the PGA Championship. But, I mean, my goodness. We've seen nothing that seems he can't do. It seems like there's no weakness. And I know you know one of his strengths, and they commented on it quite often during the last couple of rounds, was his caddy, Ted Scott.
Yeah, I mean, Ted Scott's an excellent caddy. But, you know, Jack Nicklaus, was quoted as saying many, many times, you know, if you have the proper preparation for anything, there's no need to be nervous. Now, when we analyze and flip back the onion a little bit on Scottie Scheffler's preparation for this Masters, what does he do first and foremost? He goes to Ben Crenshaw, obviously a former graduate at the University of Texas, same place Scottie went, two-time winner of the Masters, and says, Ben, I'd love to spend some time with you and kind of pick your brain. Ben said, you know, he's more than happy. You know Ben as well as I do. I mean, as nice a guy as there is. But Scottie doesn't stop there, Jay. He doesn't stop there. He says, hey, Ben, how about getting Carl Jackson in on the conversation? Carl Jackson being the caddy for Ben Crenshaw for both of those Masters victories. Now, here's a 25-year-old guy that has won three of his last five tournaments coming into the Masters and yet has the clarity of thought to think of that preparation to get him ready for his first major. And I find that incredible.
No doubt about it, Bob. I mean, he's got all the talent in the world, and we'll continue to follow him. And our eyes will be very close on him. Rory McIlroy, your horse, Bob, you had to be just thrilled with Sunday. Made it a little interesting, but never really got there, a little short. But big day for Rory, and hopefully that means more to come.
Yeah, and here's what Rory had to say about that unbelievable final round of 64.
It was fun. It was fun to cap off a day like that today with a shot like that. It was just that scene on 18 with me holing and then Colin holing after me. It was just really cool to be a part of, and makes me just excited to get back here next year and give it another shot.
Well, I mean, what do you think? Does this propel Rory to a good season of majors, which he hasn't had the last 2 years?
Yeah, I think you're right, Jay. I mean, I keep going back to the talent level of Rory McIlroy. I mean, there's many that will argue that he has more talent to play the game of golf than anybody playing professional golf, at this juncture. Now, if you have that kind of talent, it's bound to pop out at some point. Obviously, it popped out on Sunday with that unbelievable 64, capped off by holing out from the greenside bunker on the 72nd hole. But we'll have to wait and see. I'm sure it did a lot for the confidence of Rory McIlroy, another player that we better not take too much of the spotlight off, Jay, and that's Cam Smith. Basically, he's on a mission. Here's what he had to say.
I don't know, really. I feel like I've played some of my best golf around here. It just hasn't quite been my time yet. A couple of lucky breaks here and there, and I'll be putting the green jacket on, I'm sure, one day. I feel really comfortable around this place. I feel like it's a place that really suits my game, and I look forward to coming back here every year and playing good golf.
Well, I'm a big Cam Smith guy, and I thought he might get it done on Sunday, but you look at the four rounds at the Masters, and there really were just too many mistakes. And obviously, the mistake on 12, which has been made so often, occurred, and it really changed his golf tournament and what Rory did and put him in a tie for third. But he had played the second best up to that point and the second best of anybody during the stretch of golf that we have seen from Scottie Scheffler. So I still think big things are on the horizon for Cam Smith. He may get a major this year. I think he's got a real good shot. Certainly at the British Open, I think, to win a major championship.
Well, I have to agree with you, Jay. I mean, he's such a wonderful putter, and, we'd be remiss if we don't go back to the third hole on Sunday. Cam Smith, yep. Birdies one, birdies two, closing in on Scottie Scheffler, They both hit poor approach shots to the third hole. They're both in a bit of bother. Scottie Scheffler maybe a couple of feet further out than Cam Smith, and Scottie chips in. You know, I mean, that perfect perfect case, you know, when a lip in
just turns.
Yeah, when, you know, you get a lip in instead of a lip out, big things happen, and they certainly happen for Scottie Scheffler. Now, I want to play a little Tiger audio and then want to have a little discussion about Tiger. I got a sneaking feeling that we may disagree a little bit on what happened with Tiger Woods last week at the Masters. Here's what Tiger had to say.
What my prospects were a little over a year ago to end up here and be able to play, you know, all four rounds. Even a month ago, I didn't know if I could pull this off. So, I think it was a positive, and I've got some work to do, and looking forward to it.
All right, Bobby. I mean, we're both Tiger guys at heart, and have been basically since day one. What's your take on Tiger's return to the game at the 86 Masters?
Well, you're probably going to be surprised. In the early press conference, when Tiger was asked, do you think you can win? He said, I do. I don't think Tiger thought in a million years he could win. I don't know if Tiger could have won if he was perfectly healthy. You know, the game has changed a lot. I mean, the newer guys are bigger, stronger. They hit it further. I mean, you know, Tiger has that mystique. There's no doubt about it. But it's not a case where he shows up and waves a magic wand and everybody else turns into 15 handicappers. I mean, it's tougher and tougher to win out there. I don't think Tiger was being honest with himself. I don't think Tiger was being honest with his fans, actually saying that he thought he could win.
I think that, you know, there's a bit of the athlete side and the comeback side and what if this happens. I mean, I think we both know how important his competitive juices have been to his success, and probably his physical return or rehabilitation. My take on it is, whether he believed it or not, he said it, he thought it, or wanted to believe it, as you said, that he may be fooling himself. In the end, though, Bob, it was good for the game, I think. You know, my son is becoming a golf geek and has never really, you know, really in just in the last year and a half. And I don't think ever really understood the mystique of Tiger, and to see the way the fans treated him. So, you know, it in the end, I guess it was a little bit of a sideshow, and it looked really rough on Sunday. But I like seeing him out there.
Well, I wish your son could have seen you when you were the stick that you were down there at the University of South Carolina. That's what I wish. Let's talk a little bit about the money. This is going to be fascinating, Jay. Scottie, over the course of his four wins, you know what that, you know, breaks down to? $148,000 a day over those wins. All right? But don't feel too bad for Ted Scott, his caddy. Over that same period of time, $14,800 a day caddying for 57 days. I mean, good golly, that's Jay Randolph money.
I mean, can you imagine what some of the boys back in the day that were very liberal with their words say about that? As I always say, what would Sam Snead say? What is Sam Snead saying? But you know, money smothered in money. Cam Smith, $870,000. Shane Lowry played some damn good golf. I mean, he may not be a one major guy. I could see him winning there. You know, got some bigger names missed the cut. Spieth and Koepka, it seemed like it was that kind of major. You weren't going to find it on that golf course, as Bob and I talked about leading into it. When temperatures are a little colder, when they're really under 65 or 60, that golf course is different. And you saw it this year. There's no doubt about it. And it was a good Masters because I think you have to give credit to the brilliance of Scheffler in the end, even from a guy that was rooting for Cam Smith to get it done. Scheffler really proved himself on the biggest stage. He'd already done it on other stages, but this was the biggest stage he'd had to perform on, and he did. And now, Bob, we move up the street a little bit to Harbortown.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, have you had the opportunity to play Harbortown?
Played it twice, and it's an old-school golf course, which I love. It's a different kind of tour course. As you know, it's more of a colonial in terms of the green sizes and the yardage. But they don't, you know, they tore it up, I think, last year because of the conditions. But, you know, they don't usually tear it up.
No, it you know, certainly it's a different style. And I think it falls just right on the calendar, you know, the pressure cooker of the Masters. They get to relax just a little bit at Harbortown, you know, very, very small greens. And one more thing about the amount of money that Ted Scott earned as a caddy, $14,000 a day, no more. Are we going to see five caddies piled into a car going to the next tournament? Now, more than likely, they got their own private jet taking them to the next tournament.
Yeah, it's crazy, Bob. It's you know, and while it is crazy, I do want to remind people that, you know, after you get past about 200 guys, you know, it's not as beautiful as it is, or maybe 250 these days, but it's something. They've got a good field the week after a major. Stewart Cink defends, got back into the winner's circle, always plays well there. Dustin Johnson from the Low Country, Columbia, South Carolina. Cam Smith should like the venue. Colin Morikawa off showing a pulse at the Masters. Tommy Fleetwood, Ricky Fowler, who was not at the Masters, and Patrick Cantlay, who didn't get all that he wanted. So it's a good field. Also, it includes Kevin Kisner, Bob. We had a lot of TV time on Sunday with Tiger. So Kis is right there. And Jordan Spieth and Ian Poulter, who loves that venue. Another good week for golf on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, and I had a long talk with Dwayne Bach, who caddied for Kevin Kisner, and he said they had a blast playing with Tiger, the standing ovations, the huge gallery. Dwayne's been out there quite a while, and for him to say that was really cool, I thought that was cool.
When they came over to Bridge, Dwayne and Tiger were chatting and laughing together.
I know. It's quite a thrill. One update on one of the players, Bryson DeChambeau. Reports into the grill room. He may be having surgery. This is yet to be confirmed. We know he was supposed to play in the long drive contest, but he's pulled out. And the organizers of that long drive contest are the ones that said he's having surgery. If Bryson has to go to surgery, we certainly hope that everything comes out as Bryson would hope it would.
Absolutely. Again, it's a little early in a career to have, you know, some work being done. But that was one of the things, Bob, that was discussed about the violent move that he makes at the golf ball. And there was another guy that made some violent moves at the golf ball that's had some trouble. As I mentioned, not only with the back, but the knee. on Tiger Woods. Well, Bob, we will be back next week again to wrap up the RBC Heritage, all the latest golf news. Everybody have a great week.
You're right, Jay, and want to wish all our listeners of the Grow Room a very, very happy Easter.